Thanks for listening in. You're tuned to Agriculture Today. Managing risk in the cattle operation is a high priority for every producer, and incorporated in that is managing the market risk that's out there, and that can be somewhat substantial. Well, how to know where that risk is headed and being aware of it and maybe staying one step ahead of that risk, that was more or less the genesis of some new research out of the Agricultural Economics Department at Kansas State University. It looked at fed cattle market risk and maybe a way of forecasting that risk, if you will. Our guest now, agricultural economist Ted Schroeder of K-State, and along with him is an undergraduate researcher in the department, Justin Bina. Ted, what was really the driving factor behind this study of what's called implied volatility in the markets?
Well, Eric, you know, that anybody who's involved in cattle feeding has experienced and realized that the amount of capital that's at risk out there in our industry today is at all-time high levels. You know, the combination of prices plus animal weights has made managing risk of especially cattle price itself immensely important. And one of the things that Justin and I set out to do was to try to better understand, first of all, the magnitude, quantify that risk and what it has done over time in the cattle feeding sector. And really secondarily is to see if we could provide a prospective, as we call it, risk assessment, so that we could design a way that anyone placing cattle on feed right now could have an understanding of the magnitude of the risk that that particular group of cattle are facing looking down the road over the next 5 months as those cattle are being fed and harvested. So we really wanted to design a way to say not only where has risk been, but how is the current risk environment shaping up to impact the risk of cattle that are being placed on feed now. So that was the essence of what we wanted to establish here and develop a way and evaluate how that risk has changed over time.
Well, how does one, because it is a rather elusive thing, it's hard to just grab a hold of, how does one quantify the risk that's out there? Justin?
So our way of quantifying the implied volatility was to look at the option pricing formula, which takes into account the price of the underlying asset. So in this case, it'd be the live cattle futures contract, or live cattle futures prices, I should say. Strike price, time to expiration, interest rate, and then the market price volatility. As you know, option premiums are decided based off supply and demand in the market. So we can actually solve that option pricing formula backwards to find that implied volatility. And that'll give us a good look at the risk that cattle feeders will face on down the road.
Those are the components that lead to implied volatility, but we might pull it back a bit and explain why implied volatility can be used as a yardstick. Ted?
Yeah, well, you know, the option market really is a risk insurance market, and that's what we use to calibrate, if you will, where risk is at right now. So as Justin mentioned, the traders in that market are actually trading future anticipated variability or risk in that market. So what Justin did was use the premiums that are being discovered in that market as forecasts of uncertainty into the future.
So you collected this kind of data over multiple years' time, right, Justin?
Yes, dating back to the first trading day of 2003, so 15 years of data.
This had to be difficult to pull together, did it not, in terms of that much data and trying to sort out what's indicative of risk then?
Yes, this was a few months long process that involved pulling implied volatility data from Bloomberg and then just using statistical software packages to arrange that data, put it into an index, and allow us to see the level of risk over the last 15 years and how it's changed since 2003.
We might go right to what your findings were without getting too deep into the technicalities of the formulas and so forth. Did you discover that the implied volatility is, in fact, a good predictor of the fed cattle price risk?
One of the things that's very interesting, Eric, is if we look at first historic implied volatility and what it has done and what it's implied for fed cattle price risk. So looking a little bit back over the history, and something that's very, you know, noteworthy as you look at that volatility over time. Now, remember, this volatility is describing basically the amount of risk a cattle feeder is facing when they're putting the cattle on feed. And if we just talk about price alone, and we'll talk about revenue in addition to price here in a moment, but just price alone, meaning just looking at the cost of insurance, the volatility that's out there, what we see going back to 2003 is as you go through events in the market, at times this volatility can really rise rapidly. And of course, the time that it hit its all-time record was the BSE event in December of 2003. Mm-hmm. But we dissipated after 2003. Things settled down a little bit price-wise and the risk associated with that price. But it elevated again during the 2008-09 time period when corn prices, of course, were skyrocketing, went back down a little bit, but we're back up again now. And so about the last 2 years or so, just on price alone, we're back up to volatility levels in this fed cattle market that they're not as high as they were during, you know, really extraordinary event like a BSE case. But they are certainly higher than they've been in the last 5, 7, 8 years, just on price alone. Now, Justin can talk as we move to revenue. Yeah. It's even more important to recognize.
Yeah. Justin?
So as Ted mentioned, implied volatilities have been increasing over the last few years. But another factor that we noticed was the finishing weights have also been increasing over the last few years. So when you combine those two, the total value risk for one head of cattle is increasing rapidly, and it's definitely something that needs to be looked at going forward if finishing weights continue to increase.
And therefore, that translates into a revenue risk changing likewise then.
Yes.
So all of this could be used in a practical sense how, Ted, as far as a producer assessing their risk ahead of absorbing that risk, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, what it really first speaks to, Eric, is it demonstrates, if you look historically, it demonstrates at today's prices and volatilities and animal weights, we are at combined revenue risk per animal that's nearly as high as it was during the most risky time in our industry. And now it's consistently high in that level. It's speaking to the first importance of price risk management for cattle feeders. Again, we started with value at risk, and now we're talking that the volatility of that value is also quite high. And as Justin mentioned, we're feeding to heavier weights. Combined, very high levels of risk. It says being prudent and very disciplined about that risk management on the fed cattle side is greater today and of more importance than it ever has been. Now, we can take further, and as we look at prospective, as we talked about early, you know, looking forward, this technique and procedure that Justin has designed and adopted here helps us see the magnitude of how many dollars we're placing at risk when cattle are put in the yard. And the fact that just a few years ago, you look at early 2000, 2004, 2005, typical risk on a pen of cattle, you're looking at maybe $150 a head, $160 a head. We're double that. We're over $350 today. That's the value at risk that you're facing if you're not going in and somehow mitigating that risk through hedging or options or forward contracting or somehow alleviating that temporal price risk over the next 5 months. So the takeaway here is that it illustrates how important today price risk management is just relative to a few years ago, how it's elevated and escalated. And looking forward, it can help us monitor the magnitude of risk that anyone's facing, whether it's someone, you know, dealing with finances on that particular feedlot or pen, or whether it's the guy that's out there managing it and try to figure out how to manage the revenue that they're trying to protect.
Just to point out, this document and this effort isn't necessarily pointing a producer in one direction or the other as to how they particularly go about mitigating risk, what tools they use. But the point is that they need to be aware that they should engage some amplified price risk here and there within the market, right?
That's right. It's really just trying to help them recognize the magnitude of risk and how it's changed and why it's changed, that it's that combination of price and weights together that are elevating this overall revenue risk. And the nice thing about an option-based type of price risk and revenue risk metric is that we can always look forward at any given time with as many options that are trading into the future, and they're trading well into the six-month horizon. So we can always be prospective about this and say, as we look forward, what's the risk on the horizon?
Yeah. This is, by the way, posted, this particular research and the results of it, on the agmanager.info website for you cattle feeders to take a look at and learn more about how you can utilize this implied volatility that Justin has gathered over the many years' time as a harbinger of risk ahead for your operation as you place cattle on feed. Take a look at that. It's just posted now on agmanager.info. Justin, good work in pulling this together. Thank you for spending a few moments with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Ted, thank you, as always, likewise.
My pleasure, Eric.
Joining Ted Schroeder, livestock economist, Kansas State University, Justin Bina, he is an undergraduate researcher in agricultural economics at K-State. You're listening to Agriculture Today, and we'll be back with more in a moment on this, the K-State Radio Network.